The cure for everything. Gratitude and the inner cry. Sri Chinmoy speaks and writes so highly of the importance and power of gratitude in our spiritual lives, it is not surprising that he was once asked, "Does gratitude cure everything?" He responded, "Yes. Gratitude cures everything if inside gratitude there are powerful tears. If you just say, 'I am grateful to you,' that gratitude is not deep. It is just like saying, 'Thank you very much.' But if gratitude comes from the very depth of our being, from the inmost recesses of our heart, because God has done so much for us unconditionally, then there are streaming tears inside that gratitude. Sometimes, if we go one step towards God, He will come 99 steps towards us. Sometimes, if we do not take even one step, God comes 100 steps to awaken and lift us. At that time, we should develop prayerful tears, saying that we shall become a better person. We shall become a good person, and we shall try to please God in His own way. If we have that kind of gratitude, it will definitely cure all our shortcomings and weaknesses in our spiritual life. That kind of gratitude embodies inspiration, aspiration, readiness, willingness, self-giving, everything." Sri Chinmoy. This answer begs a follow-up question. If the heart's tears are so essential, how then can we maintain the intensity of our inner cry? Sri Chinmoy's answer completes the circle, from inner cry to gratitude to inner cry. The most important thing is to offer your gratitude every second to the Supreme. Your inner cry comes from God's concern and compassion. When you offer your gratitude, immediately your cry increases. It becomes continuous and constant. When you offer gratitude, your inner cry mounts to the highest. Sri Chinmoy.